I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planto.
And we're two peas in a podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, December 14th, 2015.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Great.
So there's a reading on, I guess, Saturday or Sunday on the weekend. There were people waiting in line already to get for the Star Wars movie. I don't know when it opens. I think it opens either Thursday or Friday this week.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And I mean, I remember when the trailers came out in the summer, people were already buying tickets.
Oh, my. I don't think I've ever been able to watch a Star Wars movie in full length from beginning to end.
I've never even tried. No.
No. I've tried. I've tried. I know my daughter, in preparation for the movie coming out, she was trying to watch all of them from the first one.
Yeah.
So she started with Phantom Menace, and yeah, I think I stuck around for about 10 minutes of that before I was like, okay, I have to go tweeze my eyelashes now.
Did she get into it, though?
Painful. Pardon?
She get into it, though?
Oh, no, within like an hour and a half, she was like, this is too long. When does this end? And yeah, I said, you know, you got to like, determination. You have to be determined. These are long movies.
So she is going to go see it when this new one comes out?
That's what she says.
Huh.
She has an interest. Her interests are, vary from mine.
So is it because she's got friends that are hip to Star Wars and things like that?
Yeah, friends and her uncles. She, you know, a lot of influence from her uncles, really.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the eldest and almost the only girl in the family other than my aunt and my mom. So she gets a lot of influence from her uncles and her dad and his friends. So she's all about the Star Wars wrestling. Things that I have no interest in.
Yeah, did you notice that people either really are into the Star Wars and obsessed with it and have
or
all...
not.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't...
There's no middle of the road. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't really ride the fence on that one, I don't think, anyway. I've tried to get into it. I can't say I made a full, wholehearted effort, but, you know, it's just not my thing.
Yeah, I'm not into science fiction or anything like that, so that's why
it doesn't do it for me. Yeah.
That's like Star Trek, right?
Oh, yeah.
But
no interest.
Yeah, but it's funny how it's just people get so obsessed with it. People are buying the merchandise, and I mean, it's going to be huge this Christmas. I sound like Donald Trump.
Jesus. Send him on this spaceship back with Star Wars.
Well, here's the thing about Trump, and I'm not going to defend him, but a lot of people I know love Donald Trump when his books came out, when The Apprentice first hit.
Oh, yeah, and I used to love Donald.
But, I mean, we all knew that he was a dirtbag, going back to Marla Maples and Ivana Trump and all that
those,
in the 80s.
You know, those things we can, I guess, kind of put to the side, because we're like, okay, he's a womanizer. See, isn't that funny?
No, but he was always a bigot. We all know he was a bigot.
He's a womanizer, first of all. So that's the first thing. A bigot, I guess we knew that, but we kind of put it at rest and you know, kind of saw beyond that because, you know, on The Apprentice, you know, Omarosa turned out to be, like, his right-hand man. So, of course, if he has, like, if he makes a black woman his right-hand man, he couldn't be a racist, right?
I don't think he's, you know, a particularly hateful person. I mean, well, he is a hateful person. I mean, you remember all the nasty stuff with Rosie O'Donnell over the years and things like that.
Mean.
Yeah, but I mean, when it comes to like the Muslim thing, I think it's just him, because he's running for office. Let's not forget, he's running to be the Republican nominee for president. He is trying to play up to voters.
What he's supposed to be about.
Yeah, no, he's playing up to voters, and unfortunately, in America today, there are voters who think that, and he thinks that he can get to the Republican nomination by representing them, saying what they think. And I think that's what he's doing. And
do you think he has, like, do you think he looks back at some of his his speeches and his things that he's saying, and just like says, "What the hell?"
No, I don't.
Who advised me?
No, because I think if he did, he would start with how his hair looks, right?
Yeah, you know? Doesn't care. Well,
I don't think he cares about anything other than improving his brand, thus making a lot of money, which is something that he's been obsessed with since the 80s.
And it's been working thus far. So,
I mean, he's huge.
Who am I to? He is. He is.
Just ask him, right?
Jesus, yeah. Exactly. I was just saying, just ask him.
You know, and he says he's a billionaire, but I mean, you know, if you really look at his figures and how he's made, I don't think he is. I mean, cash rich. I think he's.
Oh, he's more asset rich.
Yeah, and I don't, but.
I mean, with all the kids and ex-wives he's got floating around, come on.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you know, I mean, I've always supported whoever the Republican nominee is. I would find it difficult to support Donald Trump, but I mean.
How can you be a Republican?
Well, because I'm not an American, so I can say that I am, right? It's like saying I'm a Blue Jays fan or a Yankees fan.
We still translate that, though.
Yeah, well, you know, I've voted for Harper, so I mean,
we
you
know what that makes you.
A bigot, does it? No, I don't think. No, I'm not a bigot, but I mean,
no, you're not a bigot.
But I do think that he's representing a lot of people who are
he's trying to represent the Republicans of the U.S.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people that don't like Obama, don't like what he's done, and I think if people paid attention to that, maybe Obama would be a better president for them.
I just can't believe he's actually running. Like, I still wake up and think, no, this is a trick, right? Donald Trump.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be the nominee. I think he'll drop out before then.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he will.
But he doesn't have time to run the country.
No, he doesn't. No, and you know, if you look at, but here's the problem though. I mean, this is why the Huffington Post was just full of nonsense when they said we're not going to cover Trump and we're going to put him on the entertainment page. Well, now they say, well, we have to cover him because he's whatever.
Well, because it's just that good.
Yeah, but the thing is, because he's run, he's knocked off a lot of legitimate candidates for the presidency.
Exactly. Which is not cool.
And he's the people that are left there. I mean, Ted Cruz is a nightmare. I mean, he's just a despicable. I mean, if you think Donald Trump is an awful person, Ted Cruz is the most unlikable person in that lot there.
Is he really?
Oh, he's just an awful human being. I mean, and he's also born in Canada, which is why he's running for president in the first place.
Why is he even running?
I don't know. I mean, he's managed to pull it off. So, but I mean, if Trump drops out today, Cruz is the next guy, and I mean, it's just that'll be a disaster.
Maybe this is all a game plan.
But I mean, that's the problem, though. I mean, everyone's thought it's a game, and then now look at this. We're here, and you know. Iowa is a couple weeks away, a few weeks away, and you know, who knows what'll happen there. And if Trump becomes number one there, and he's leading in the polls apparently, then
it's all gone to hell. Then basically,
yeah. But before we get to Ottawa, we got to get to Iowa. Pardon me. We have to get through Christmas first. Have you gotten your shopping done?
Gosh, you know what? I tried to get a head start on my Christmas shopping this year. I usually procrastinate and wait till like the week of, sometimes the day before, to do my Christmas shopping.
But it's easier now, though, isn't it? We can just go get a gift card and that's it, right?
We could, but I hate doing that. I mean, like, you know, to be honest, with my kids, with my oldest, she's going to be 13 next year, so she's going to high school, and they. You know, it's not, this year has been different, you know. Even asking her to take a picture with Santa, it's like, are you kidding me, Mom? Like,
yeah, well, 13 is a bit, you know, old
for. Well, she's not 13 yet.
But still, like, I mean, even 10, I wouldn't take a picture with Santa.
Oh, my God. Well, she was not having it. So, with that being said, buying presents for her now is like, you know, probably not going to happen. So most of my gifts to her will probably be gift cards.
Cash. I mean, that's what a kid wants, isn't it?
Cash money. Yeah. Other than the few little things that she's told me, like, specifically that she wants, most of it will be gift cards. Because I just don't, you know, the things that I'm picking, I'm looking at, and even I'm saying, like, no, Jackie, this is for, like, a 10-year-old Simone or 11-year-old Simone.
Yeah.
She can't be buying stuff in the 10 to 12 section anymore. She's like almost a woman. So it's going to be hard for her, but the little one, you know, it's all toys. It's whatever.
Yeah, and we always say we'll do better and buy all our stuff beforehand, but we never do, do we? It's always last minute, isn't it?
It's usually last minute. But like I said, I did try and, like, I went out this weekend and I got some stuff for my mom and, you know, like friends, because those are the ones I always forget about, you know. So I bought some stuff and I'm going to make some little gift bags for them. And the kids, I can do the kids super fast. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
There's a mall across the street from my work. I'm planning to get it done, you know, multitask.
Yeah, I've done anything, and I don't plan to do anything until next weekend, so.
That's probably when I'm going to start the bulk of it.
Yeah.
It's whatever. I work better under pressure.
I think so, yeah. I think I do too, yeah. It doesn't work for some people, but it works for me.
No, it doesn't
work
for some, but I'm good. I mean, I'm good with it. And what am I going to do with all these presents laying around if I had started, like, weeks ago? What would I do?
Yeah, there'd be no surprise, because, well, I guess your kids would try to find him, wouldn't they?
If they haven't already.
Yeah.
And you know what my problem is? I buy stuff and I hide it, and then I can't find it, or I forget that I've hidden it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Which is great, because this year I actually found some presents from last year that I hid, and I found this year. So...
Yeah, all the 10 and 11-year-old stuff that she can't use anymore.
Those things and like stuff and stuff for friends that I had bought and then forgot, I found them. So now friends will be getting will be getting presents this year.
What do you do at work? I mean, do they have at your office a Secret Santa deal or?
Yeah. So you want to know something? I'm kind of a Grinch this year, so because I'm not participating in Secret Santa this year.
And I've never done that. Well, there's some people in the office I don't like. So
have you? Yeah, exactly. Right. We're kind of weird like that, you and I. So there's some people I'm just impartial to, and I don't really care to possibly get them, and then possibly have to spend money on them.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So I mean, I didn't join in, but I know everybody in the office is wondering who got who.
Now, do you feel like this is my first year not participating? So like. Do you have any tips on how I should act when, like, we're all at the potluck and everyone's, you know, being joyous and stuff, and I'm not?
Well, I wouldn't go to the potluck.
No,
that's my,
I want to eat.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
I want to be a part of this.
No, I don't get into the office until after lunch, so, I mean, I'm not going to hang out. Yeah, so.
And to be quite honest, actually, every time I eat food at the potluck, I end up getting sick. I keep saying I'm going to stop get being involved in potlucks too, because it's just not good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not participating.
And why can't the company just buy the food? I mean, that's what they do at our company. The company buys the lunch, but I mean, I still don't go.
Well, we're doing that too. To be honest, I'm not a part of this whole thing, this organizing, but we're having our Christmas luncheon, our Christmas dinner, but this potluck is part of our team meeting where we will also be. I guess
you have to go, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, I have to go, and I have to be included in this gift exchange. But yeah, I mean, and we did it last year. I did it, and I was just like, you know, we're supposed to spend almost $15 to $20, which, you know, give me a break. First of all,
you can't really get anything good for $20, really, if you think about it.
Well, I got somebody a bottle of wine. And a gift and a Chapters gift card. I thought that was so great.
In the $20?
Yes.
Huh.
A bottle of wine and a $10 gift card to Chapters. Right?
Okay.
I
don't drink wine, so I guess you can get wine
it's
for
just
$10.
Like, it's
yeah.
Just
okay.
Cheap wine, but it's good wine. It's still good wine. Wine's wine, right?
Yeah.
To a wino.
Sure.
But so I did that, and then I ended up getting totally shafted on my gift, I felt, anyway. So, I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm done. I'm not doing Secret Santa anymore. Call me a baby. I don't give a shit.
Well, the one year I got the person in the office that I don't like, and which is fine, but I mean, you know, it didn't ruin my Christmas. But then the person that got me a shirt, like a dress shirt, And it was perfectly fine and lovely. The size was off, but there was a gift receipt, so I went to the store and exchanged it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I've ever worn it since. I've ever worn it a couple times, but...
See, and that's just too personal to, try and buy somebody. Like, trying to buy somebody a gift, a shirt...
Yeah, and to be frank, the value of the shirt was more than the limit. So I did appreciate it, of course.
That's nice, but still, it's a bit personal, and they don't know you like that.
Well, they didn't know that I wear shirts, but I don't think they knew that.
Who doesn't?
But I don't think they knew that.
They don't know they don't know how particular you are.
That purple was particularly a color that I would. I mean, I have purple shirts, but I mean not that bright
that
purple, you know.
That shade was, not right for you, right?
No.
No, you know, it's funny. Simone had the same issue. She got a secret Santa with a kid who they haven't particularly been friends.
Yeah.
This year and last. And so we got a gift. It's a nice gift, something that he'd like. And she writes the card. And she put in the card, the first word she put, I know we're not the greatest friends. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You got to write it. Don't even put that in there. Why would you put that in there? Christmas.
Well, you're being honest, I guess, isn't it?
Okay, well, you know what?
But the other thing is I thought it was a secret Santa, so you wouldn't say who it was
that
from.
That, too. Yeah. I'm like, and it's... Well, yeah, let's give her that memo in the morning, because I've noticed she's already written on the envelope. Sorry. What did she put on there? She put her name. Yeah. I said, Simone, I thought this was Secret Santa. She's like, yeah, but at some point, you'll know. Like, well, duh, yeah, your name's on it.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah.
Well, since you were out shopping with your kids, I spent most of my Sunday afternoon. My office here, where I'm speaking to you from, on the wall is usually, and I've had it for years now, pictures of autographs from celebrities over the years that I've collected ever since I was a kid. Frank Sinatra, Margaret Thatcher, Brian Mulroney, etc.
Yep.
And Connie Chung. We were talking about Maury
Povich
before we started taping. And so for years, they've been on the wall. And then when people come in here for interviews in the store and they come to visit, they look at it. And I realized after a while it was kind of impersonal because, it just seemed like a shrine for celebrities rather than my office, right? Which it is.
And
it's my office.
Friends, right.
So down the hall from where I work, I have a wall there that goes into a room where I keep all my books. And I've filled that wall with photos of, family, friends, people I've interviewed, and so on, posed for photograph,
right.
Remember? And so I've got all those photos there. So I've decided to swap them. And I wondered for a while whether I would or not. So someone on Facebook, a friend, said, well, you want to put on your wall stuff that inspires you. Well, for many years, all those talk show hosts like Johnny Carson, journalists like David Brinkley, they inspired me. That's why I do this show, right?
Right.
But I thought maybe it's time to swap them out, and so that's what I spent most of Sunday doing, was hammering with nails and the sort, moving the photos.
Oh, God.
So that's what I'm looking at now.
How did that work out for you?
Well, it's a lot of work, as I think about it.
It is a lot of work. I hate it.
Yeah. I mean, you I end up doing and hanging the thing, and then it's not quite straight. So I just tape the back,
Exactly. Well, hence the reason I said I have all my stuff packed up with thumbtacks. I can't,
Yeah, I use thumbtacks, but I mean, it's still not straight enough, so I just tape the back and.
But it's a lot easier to take out a thumbtack than
the nail. Yeah, sure.
Having to reposition a nail every time.
Yeah. So I mean, the thumbtacks are is what I use, but still, they're still not straight enough, and. And the frames aren't, they're the cheapest frames I could find at Michael's. And so, by the way, is that the only place to get frames, Michael's?
Dollar store.
Really?
Yeah, dollar store or, what's that other place I love? Wonderbucks.
Where's a Wonderbucks?
Wonderbucks is on Commercial Drive.
Oh, okay, they got one of those on Main, don't they?
I think they do. Yeah. It's called something else.
Like Welks or something, Lawrence Welk or something?
Yeah, something Lawrence Welk.
Well, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, but it's called something like that, and they have some cool stuff for good prices. And, you know, also IKEA. Always a good place to try.
Yeah, see, the problem is I don't live anywhere near an IKEA.
No, who does?
No, but I mean, and I don't drive, so that's out.
I don't think anybody in the world... IKEA has a thing with putting their stores in the middle of nowhere. I don't know what that's
Yeah, but there may be families drive out there to eat the meatballs.
It's like a big... It's supposed to be, I guess, an excursion every time you go there. I guess so. Mind you, for us Vancouverites, you and I, who don't drive, it is fairly easy to get to on public transit as well. The one in Richmond.
Yeah, but then, you know, you go in there and you're buying a bunch of stuff. You can't really take it back on a, you know what
this
I mean?
Is, yeah, no, it's true.
And then the cab ride back is, you know, $100.
Yeah, you know, my girlfriend, she would do that. She'd go to IKEA and she's bought in some things and she's paid for the delivery service, actually.
Yeah, I did that years ago with bookshelves.
Yeah,
but,
$50, right?
Yeah.
I think they charge, it's like a flat rate they charge.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, for IKEA stuff,
But, I mean, you know, we used to say that about Costco, but, I mean, a lot of us have adapted to Costco, especially the one downtown here in Vancouver.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. So.
You can see people on the SkyTrain with their boxes of cheese and things like that.
I do it. I go to Costco on transit with my kids. And if you have a bag that's big enough, and if you're strategic about what you're buying.
Yeah.
You know, you're fine.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do that like before work or something. I'll just buy some like a small thing, like a box of gum, a thing of chocolate, and then go back tomorrow if I need something else.
Yeah, or if you're bring a backpack, take it out of the packaging, whatever you need to do. But I have done it. When you don't drive, you adapt to things and life very quickly. You make things work.
Yeah, and that's what I was always afraid of, that everybody on the bus would think, you know, you look like an idiot because you're carrying... But, I mean, everyone else on the bus is an idiot carrying stuff, right?
Exactly.
So, what difference does it make?
You're just one in the same.
Yeah.
We're all carrying the same amount of...
Baggage. Skeletons in the closet, all that.
On the bus.
Yeah. But your workspace at work, though, I mean, you must have photos of your kids and things like that, right?
Yeah, I do. I've got pictures of my kids. I've got little funny things. I've got motivational quotes. Anything to keep me going, really.
Yeah, and then that's what they say, that if you have photos of your kids at your desk and the other people at the office do, it's a much happier place.
I think so. I mean, just as of lately, I've taken some of my photos and stuff down because I kind of felt like maybe I was becoming one of, those overzealous parents with all the pictures of their kids and like, oh, look at this is when they were 4 and this is when they were 6. So I took some photos down. I just have like 1 or 2 photos of recent photos of one of them and one of us and some really funny quotes that I like to look at that make me laugh throughout my day. I just have to tell you one of them is,
sure.
It's a picture of Bob Marley.
Yeah.
And it's attached to a printer, and it says, this printer is now called Bob Marley because it's always jamming. I don't know why, but that just makes me howl. If I'm having just a horrid day, I look at that and I'm like, oh, God, it's just the little things, you know.
Yeah, we keep the little things. I don't have anything at work because I share, I mean, I have the desk when I'm there, but then, it's a 24-hour thing, so...
Right.
Someone else has a desk. I mean, I've thought of bringing a photo and just putting it there because I'm the permanent guy there for most of the
week. You might have just claimed your spot, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, bring a photo, put it there. Yeah, this is my spot.
I should do that. I should find, like, a photo of
for sure.
That's something, an interview I've done or something, and just put that there.
I mean, that's what I do. I always think it's funny when people who I know, at work or who haven't actually been to my desk or that I don't talk to regularly, they do come, when they come to my desk and they see the pictures of my kids, they're like, oh, those are your kids? And I feel like saying, no, actually, I just take pictures of random
they came with a frame, yeah.
And put them, like, yeah, it came with a frame. Or I just put them at my desk. I just want to, like, feel like I've got a family.
Why are they shocked that those are your kids? Because they think you're young to have children that age?
I don't know. Yeah, either young. There's so many things, right? My kids, you know, I mean, you know my kids, but my kids are mixed. And they're half Greek, so I've had people tell me they don't look like me.
Yeah.
Those couldn't be your children. You're so young. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not that young. I didn't have them when I was like 16 or anything, but yes, they are mine, both of them. Those, and that's another one of it. Both of them? No, just one. The other one is the other one we just picked up on the side of the road one day.
Yeah, I did that. I did that at work one time. There was a new person at work, and they asked this woman who has children, and the person asked the woman, "How many kids do you have?" And then she said she has two. And then I was not part of the conversation, but I heard this, and I shouted out loud. I said, "That she knows of," you know. And then someone said, "Well, you know, that's a you know, you can say that about men." But I think women would know if,
whatever.
You know. But I mean, it's a joke. That's the thing, right?
It's a joke, yeah. And, hello, it has been on Maury. These people obviously don't watch TV.
You mean women don't know that they've had kids?
They'll say that the child is not theirs. I honestly, I don't question anything that I see on TV or Maury anymore. I'm just like, you know what? Whatever. Anything's possible. I've seen a woman come on here and test about 8 men for one child. There's a small window of time that a woman can get pregnant. How you have 10 men on the show, you know what? I don't know.
It's a busy weekend, right?
It was a crazy weekend for her. And I really hope that at some point she'll find her baby father. But, you know, with that, anything can happen. Anything is possible. I've seen it.
So a couple of weeks ago, we were talking on this show near the end about Judge Judy, and I said, well, it's Monday, so I'm going to go watch Judge Judy.
Yeah.
After talking, and I guess I'll have to watch Maury now. What time is Maury on today?
Oh, God, Maury's on. You know what's funny? Maury's on it, I don't even know, almost every hour of the day.
I guess we can see it on these different time channels, right?
I watch it first thing in the morning.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting ready for work. So you could probably watch it in a couple hours. You could probably watch it at 11. You could watch it at 1, and I think even 4.
Or not.
Or not. You know? Hey, but guess what? The great thing is, if you miss it today, they'll be talking about the same thing tomorrow. So
oh, so that's all he does is paternity tests now?
It's all about who's my baby's father.
Hmm.
That's, Maury's just, he is living the life right now. Do you see that guy? He's got, you know, he gets his hair dyed. He's looking all young on his show.
Like, and he's still married to Connie Chung?
I think so. I love how he always likes to bring up when a man finds out that the child's not theirs, he's always like, hey, I have kids that are not my birth children. Like, okay, Maury, that's...
Oh, so he's adopted.
Yeah, him and Connie Chung have adopted children, right? You know, way back in the day.
Oh, okay, yeah, all right. And now that you mentioned it, I think you remember that, yeah.
But it's like, come on, Maury, we're talking about different things here. But it's nice that he tries to relate with these people.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. You know, yeah. He gets 2 minutes to kind of look like he's actually hosting a show, and he does it well.
Well, once we get off the phone here, I'll go find Maury on my TV.
Yeah, go check him out.
I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, for sure. That's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, December 14th, 2015.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in 7 days.